You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Liv?
Hey. Having a sort through. Amazing how many factory boiler suits I've collected.
You've hardly been out of here since we left that moon. We're missing you in the control room.
Maybe I don't like the company in there.
You're not thinking of leaving, are you?
No, I'd never abandon you, Helen. I'm distracting myself, doing chores.
I see. So that's your laundry, is it?
Yeah. This lot was soaked in plasm. I ran them through the cleaning machine. Certainly smells a lot fresher. Look, I'm just staying out of the way till he's gone. He's still going, isn't he?
Well, the Ravenous may have been dealt with, but the doctor wants to help him.
Of course he does.
Isn't he right to try? The Eleven says he's cured and the doctor's found somewhere he can recuperate. At least the voices are gone. That must make a difference.
Only according to him. Why are we taking the Eleven's word for anything all of a sudden?
He did destroy the Ravenous and save our lives.
One good deed doesn't cancel out all the other stuff he's done.
But it's a start. I'll let you get on with ironing and folding.
Who irons? Or folds? Oh, I left that apple in the pocket. Well, it was an apple.
Right, almost there.
To be honest, I thought you might just eject me into space.
Why would you think that? I'm not you.
Actually, I did have some idea of where I might like to go. It's rather off the beaten track, but if I can just take us there, then I'll no longer be your... Ah, I seem to be locked out.
Ah, sorry. A precaution. I'm sure you can understand.
Of course.
So, are we on our way?
Just confirming the coordinates.
Good.
I appreciate your good intentions, Doctor, but I'd rather just leave.
Nonsense. I have a duty of care. You saved our lives and got injured in the process.
Hardly injured.
You lost more than 90% of your consciousness. Admittedly, most of that 90% was homicidal, but we can help what's left. Help you find some peace.
Well, I'm grateful.
Helen, where's Liv?
Spring cleaning. So where is it we're going?
A medical facility specializing in healing the mind. The Still Foundation. A quiet, out-of-the-way place. Just the thing for rest and recuperation.
This is the Still Foundation. Please come. Please help us. We're being attacked by unknown hostiles.
Dre, I'll do that. You lock the door.
Okay, okay.
Make sure they've closed the hatches. Seal the base. This is the Still Foundation. Please help us. Everyone's dying.
Hospital.
I thought your other selves had all gone.
They have.
So why the soliloquy?
When you've known voices in your head all your life, all your 11 lives, it's rather disconcerting when they suddenly absent.
You're saying it's force of habit?
Yes. Does that satisfy you, Medtechchenka?
Not really.
I'm on my way to the control room. We've landed.
I know. And just so you're aware, I'm watching you.
Oh, how very considerate. My own personal physician looking after my health.
It's everyone else's health I'm worried about. Like you said, you've been you for 11 whole lives.
But...
With some time off for good behaviour. But that's who you are. I don't believe people change that much. Not deep down.
Fortunately, the doctor takes a different view.
Guess we'll see who's right. What's in the bag?
Oh, I've collected a few things. If I'm to be staying in a medical facility...
Let me see.
Honestly, you think I've got weapons in there?
Yeah. Clothes, food bars, painkillers.
Yeah, I am getting the most terrible headaches.
Okay, let's go. If we're handing you over, then it's my duty to pass on your medical history.
Is this it? It looks rather rural.
I've landed us a little way out. I picked up an odd signal just as we arrived. I thought it worth a little extra caution.
Great. What kind of signal?
It's hard to tell. It stopped before it started. Maybe a comms test? Oh, come on. The Still Foundation's not far.
I hope not, since we're walking on foot, clomping through muddy forests again.
This is all for your benefit, you know.
Oh, I know. I just thought we might have landed inside.
Well, you know what hospital parking's like.
The Still Foundation is an underground bunker complex with state-of-the-art medical technology. Honestly, did no one else read the brochure? I didn't want to interfere with any delicate equipment.
You mean you couldn't steer the TARDIS?
Oh, it is a very temperamental machine. I concede perhaps this was the best option.
Thank you, Eleven. And besides, who doesn't enjoy a bracing walk in the woods?
What's that?
Someone out for a bracing walk in the woods.
Shut up! Don't move!
Keep very, very quiet.
Hello, I'm the doctor. This is...
We said quiet. Don't speak. Don't take a step.
But...
Shh! Listen. Is it them?
I don't know.
What are you afraid of? Can we help?
Shh! Follow. And keep it down.
I helped you, didn't I? Let's find cover and take it from there.
Don't expect me to be grateful.
What happened back there?
The monster came. I'd have thought that was pretty obvious.
What monster? I didn't see what attacked us. It was just leaves and twigs.
Sorry about your friend.
3 weeks. Dre survived the first attack and through the last 3 weeks. Then he goes down like a chump helping you lot. He said we should have left you.
I really am sorry.
Doctor, what about Liv?
Only 11. Our friends are still out there.
Oh, then they'd better stay quiet.
I'll go and fetch them.
No. This noise will be drawing it in. Stay out there. You'll be dead in 20 seconds. And I'm closing the hatch in 5, 4, 3.
All right, Helen, get inside.
Doctor?
I'm following. I presume you've ways to monitor the surface.
Yes, can you scan for them?
Yeah, we can do all that.
Good. And you can also tell us what exactly is going on here.
if I'm sorry.
Was that one of them? Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Shh.
It's an act. Your voices are back. Did they ever actually go away?
They did, but somehow they're beginning to creep back in. The eight and I, we're staying in control.
Liv, I'm trying to keep them quiet.
See, sorry. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth. Whoever you tell me is saying it.
I saved you from the Ravenous. I helped you just now. What else do I need to do?
No. No buying it. You saved yourself from the Ravenous. And you're locked out of the TARDIS without me.
Oh, I give up. Good killer!
What?
Sorry. Sorry, I was trying to keep him down.
So it's not just the eight, is it?
Told you the others are returning gradually, one by one.
Right. So if they're liable to pop up any time, we need to stop them. We need to keep the noise to a minimum. There's one way to keep you quiet. Permanently.
Bad, bad Liv. Doesn't the Doctor frown on guns? When did he start arming his companions?
Obviously, he doesn't know. I took it off Marathanga.
You can't fire it. The noise would bring that creature running.
Maybe not close up. It would need a big blast. Maybe I'd be willing to take the risk and run for the TARDIS.
Go on then. I dare you.
Just remember I've got it.
Oh, I will. And I'll remember you're one of the Doctor's bestest pals, so you don't have the stomach for it. I'll tell you what else. I remember this tree. I noticed it when we landed. The TARDIS should be right over there.
But it's not.
Come on. Comms are in the control center. We can take a look at the surface cameras.
Don't we need to stay quiet, Miss...
Name's Von, and we're fine down here. The whole bunker's insulated from the surface. It's soundproof.
So whatever that thing was, it hunts using sound.
Yeah, and that's about all we know. Planetary survey found no animal life. We were happily living here for 2 years before anything happened.
Did it come to this world from elsewhere?
People spent a bundle on the Still Foundation. Exclusive medical facilities, research into human and humanoid brainwaves, sleep disorders, alpha waves. We've got satellite relays in orbit. Anything on or off the planet was strictly monitored.
I picked up some garbled transmission just as we landed. Now I realize it might have been a distress call.
We sent one during the first attack. But then outside comms went down. Obviously, we can't check all the surface transmitters, but we're still trying to get a message out. Along here.
Doctor, you never said anything about a distress call.
Yeah, but I did say I wasn't sure what it was. Either way, I thought the Still Foundation could have helped the Eleven, or we could help them. It's what we do.
Hey, what are you saying? You're a rescue mission?
If you need one, yes.
What was that about rescue?
This is Kinner. He's been working on boosting that distress call, among other stuff.
I'm the Doctor. This is my friend Helen.
Where's Dre?
We lost him.
Oh, no. I should have come.
No. Kinner looks after the patients, too. We can't lose him.
You've still got patients here. Can I see them?
I've just done my rounds. They're unstable, best not disturb. Who are these two?
We're here to help. And we've some friends on the surface. Von said we could scan for them.
Yes, I can show you comms and monitoring, what's left of it, back in central control. This way.
Von, thank you, really. We will try and help you.
You didn't look like you had a plan.
Don't worry, we're very good at improvising. How many patients do you have here?
15, 20. They're all sedated, I think.
Don't you know?
I leave all that to Kinner. They're nothing to do with me.
Hold on, you're not a doctor.
No, I'm the cook.
What are we looking for?
People, transport, anything. We're at the edge of the woods. Maybe whatever attacked us won't venture outside of its cover.
Just clutching at straws, aren't we? The TARDIS is gone.
It may have been dragged off somewhere.
see any tracks. Clearly we're dealing with a predator that's attracted to sound, and the doctor's machine wheezes like a stuck pig bear.
So what, you think the TARDIS got eaten?
Well, there were no remains of our would-be rescuer either.
Okay, let's just get out of the woods for a start. See over there? Buildings.
Oh, barely. Prefabricated colony habitations. They blow down in a stiff breeze. In fact, it looks like most of them already have.
We could build cover. A barricade.
To get there, we'd have to cross a swamp. It's not too inviting.
I don't want to get my feet wet.
Oh, the one's back too, is he? Anyone else you'd like to declare?
I thought we were keeping conversation to a minimum.
Would be nice, yeah.
Well,
maybe it's just another stiff breeze.
Oh, God, what are you doing? Though your buildings are the other way.
There's something else ahead, closer. See it? Catching the light.
Oh, a metal panel. No, a doorway.
Where did that woman say she was taking us? To a hatch. The still foundation's underground, so a metal hatch must be an entrance. Come on, it's not far.
Very well. Sorry, one.
We need to do this very, very carefully.
You've set up a distress beacon.
Yes. I've been trying to boost the range.
Well, now we're here, you've no need of it.
We'll see about that.
First, we need to find Liv in the 11.
You can cycle through the surface cams with this. See what you can see. I'll warn you, it's about 200, and half of them not working.
Okay, then. I'll take a look.
Tell us what happened. You said you'd been here for a while before things went wrong.
2 years. Before that, the ground got surveyed, the tunnels blasted out, and the still foundation got built. No problems at all. The whole thing came in ahead of schedule and on budget.
Unheard of, I imagine, even in these times.
The people arrived next. Doctors and scientists first. Then the others. Patients. Family and friends could live on the surface in temporary digs while they got treated down here. Business was good. We were catering for hundreds.
Yes, I read the brochure.
Then, with no warning, the surface came under attack. We didn't know what it was. One day they were there. The next, the main habitation pods had been hit.
They all died?
Not at first. We stayed in contact with a few survivors. That's how we worked out how it hunted.
Using sound?
Not every sound. You're okay if you move quietly, whisper. It's only when we get too loud.
How loud? Is there a certain decibel level it responds to? A particular pitch or tone?
We don't know. And I'm not going out there to run tests.
Fair enough.
It looked like the forest itself came after your friend. Soil, leaves, and sticks from the ground.
Sometimes it's that. Sometimes other stuff.
Like what?
We don't know. We just locked ourselves inside down here.
Did whatever it is get inside?
It tried, but no.
Well, the truth is, we're not sure.
We're still alive, aren't we? It's not here. We lost people sealing the hatches, but I think the things fed and ran. Now it's just the three of us. Two of us. And the patients. I don't think it wants to come down here.
It was fascinating. I mean, horrible, tragic, but fascinating. Maybe it needs to stay on the surface to survive. Maybe it's an indigenous life form after all, one your scans didn't pick up.
There was nothing out there for 2 whole years.
Could it have been invisible? Biding its time?
Possibly, or perhaps it was totally dormant until human activity woke it up. But why the delay?
Look, I am sure this is all very interesting for outsiders, but I've been living it long enough. Can we just leave?
We still have to get past them to reach my ship, so I'll need to work out how best to do that. You said the planet was surveyed. Have you got any of the data here?
Probably. If you access the logs...
What's that?
One of the hatches. Proximity alert.
Hatch 3? It's never tried to get in before.
Doctor, look. On the cameras, it's Liv.
Haven't you got anything useful to crack it? A sonic screwdriver?
Do I look like someone who carries a sonic screwdriver?
No, let me try. There must be a finite number of access combinations.
You've already set off one alarm.
Good.
Have you got a death wish? Because I'm reconsidering the blaster.
An alarm means our friends down there will know where we are.
But it's making too much noise.
That can't be helped.
And it's not just our friends down there that'll know.
What's that?
Something in the mud. Moving through it.
Is the creature camouflaged, I wonder? Invisible, even. Oh, what now? You're going to shoot an entire swamp?
Shh. Don't move a muscle.
How big is this place?
They'd planned to treat thousands, so the good thing is the food supply is virtually unlimited.
I suppose it'd last years if you're only having to cater for, what, a couple of dozen?
The patients are easy. They're all on some special nutrient drip. Kinner thought it'd be easier to let them sleep, you know, till a rescue ship got here. No, I only need cook for us three. Two, now. Dre was always too fussy. Never liked the way I did carrots.
Sorry. Were you too close?
Couldn't stand each other when we met. Dre was on security, proper job's worth. But, you know, surviving, it brings you together.
I know all about that.
Funny thing was, we could have probably lived out the rest of our natural lives down here without opening the hatches. Mind you, Kinner's a cold fish. Not sure we'd have lasted.
I'm sorry. This is all our fault.
What were we gonna do? Leave you up there and watch you die? No. Done enough of that. Okay, hatch three's not far.
You can't turn off that SOS, you know. Help is here. We are it. In fact, you might want to get your patients ready to move.
You haven't found a way out yet.
No, but... Oh, that's odd. I've altered the scanning parameters to pinpoint my ship's location.
You shouldn't interfere with that stuff.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I think. Although these readings appear to be telling me that the TARDIS has moved. It's now several meters under the surface.
Right. I'll keep on boosting this distress signal then, if you don't mind.
Maybe it's subsidence. Surface slippage, perhaps. Is the ground out there prone to earthquakes at all?
I really couldn't tell you. I don't like
to go outside. Right, yes. We may have to dig for it, unless there's an alternative. Von said they blasted these tunnels. Do you know if the contractors used plasma charges? Are there any left down here?
I don't know about any supplies. You'll have to ask Von.
I'll set a homing signal so I can lock coordinates. But I still need to survive outside long enough to find the right spot, blast a hole to the TARDIS, get inside, and fly her here. Tricky, but maybe there's something else in the data that can help. Kinner, what's this?
Told you. The science logs. Looks like there's records of all the samples taken. All the analysis of soil, vegetation, mosses, the lot.
Ah, the planetary surveys. And these are more recent. Someone carried on surveying. You must have had a botanist here. They thought this was an entirely enclosed ecosystem, flora, no fauna. And they kept taking samples over the course of... Oh, no, that's interesting.
What are they?
Vegetation? Swamp creepers?
No. Looks like the mud itself is moving.
Yes. It's circling. Hunting just like the woods.
Let's try not to draw attention.
I think you're right. The alarm is drawing it in.
Oh, no. Yes, someone's opening up!
Come on, you imbeciles!
Come on, if you're coming. I'm closing up right away.
Out of my way!
Liv, you're clear.
What's that?
Get out of it. All of you, I need to close the hatch.
Look out for the mud. And creepers. It's some kind of plant.
It's blocking the hatch. Get back in the tunnel.
It's not gone.
Come on, do as she says.
Hold on, hold on. Liv, what's that? A souvenir for one of our trips.
It's not doing any good. They're absorbing the blasts.
I don't want to hit her. Hey, give me your hand.
There's more coming in.
No, it's dragging her out.
We need to seal the hatch. Out of the way.
Get off me. Hey.
She's getting free! Wait!
Stay back, Liv! It's still on her!
Get off me! Hey! Hey! Don't worry! Don't!
You killed her! She saved us and you killed her!
Liv!
I did what was necessary.
You killed her!
Liv, Vaughn couldn't get away. He didn't have a choice.
Liv!
Well, have you learned anything useful?
Indeed I have. Look at the tree samples. You know what these are?
Cross-sections. Ring patterns.
Exactly. Rings are their diaries. They tell you what the trees have been doing. Mainly standing still and growing, in my experience, but not always.
So what are they telling you?
See the gaps here and here? That indicates a cycle. Regular, accelerated growth spurts. And it's not just the trees. Every sample from every species.
So? It's seasonal. That's what a botanist put in the notes.
Very long seasons. I'm considering a different theory. I need to confirm it. Were any physical samples kept anywhere?
Maybe in the storeroom. It's out of here, back the way we came. Third door on the right. But it's all in the computer.
I like seeing things with my own eyes. Can you check on the others? They should be on their way back by now.
Hatch 3 camera feed's clear. Looks like it's locked. There's mud all over the lens. But I think they're inside.
Good. I'll be back in a tick.
You just couldn't help it, could you?
I did what I had to do. I couldn't risk that thing getting inside.
You couldn't risk your own neck.
Liv, I don't know what else he could have done.
He could have reached out. She'd nearly got free.
She hadn't. And those creatures, whatever they are, would have followed her straight in.
I saw her eyes when the mud closed over her face. I don't even know who she was!
Vaughn. Her name was Vaughn.
Well, thanks to Vaughn, we are all still here. Brave, selfless, saintly Vaughn.
Stop it, Eleven. You're not helping.
It is regrettable. But would you rather it was me? Silly question. Would you rather it had taken Helen?
Of course not.
Then stop whining. People die. That's the reality of the universe.
It is when you're around.
Liv, what are you doing?
Oh, yes, you didn't know about your friend's little toy, did you, Helen?
No, I didn't. Why are you carrying a gun?
Ah, makes sense they'd keep all the best technology in the wards.
Still Foundation. Medical station online.
Hello. Sorry to disturb. Oh. Nobody to disturb. I'd like to see the patient records, please.
There are no current patients.
Well, hold on. Let me see the latest admissions, then, and their current status.
Patient, Nikita Fay, deceased. Patient, Garl Jansen, deceased. Patient, Dev Perro, deceased. Patient...
All right, I get the idea. Now, what about the staff, the latest updates?
Facility staff, Von Parna, deceased.
Oh, no, that can't be right. And before that?
Security staff, Dre Maxa, deceased.
What about the doctors?
Medical staff, Dr. Lita Carr, deceased. Medical staff, Dr. Kinner Beddo, deceased.
Either you are a very confused computer or we are all in more trouble than we thought.
Doctor? Doctor, where are you?
Much more trouble.
Don't move.
Go on, shoot. Look, I'll even make it easy for you. There, the muzzle's at my chest. At this range, even you can't miss.
Oh, I won't miss.
Killing someone in cold blood, that's not who we are. It's not who you are. You save lives, Liv. You don't take them. I know you. You can't do it. If we think we're better than him, we've got to prove it.
Oh, do shut up, Helen. How
ever did I stand all that time on Rikazon with only you for company?
I helped you. You were suffering and I made things better. You can't deny it. You wouldn't have made it through without me. And I've spoken up for you since, even with the doctor.
What do you want, a badge?
Liv, you will put that gun away. Better still, you'll give it to me. Because you know I'd never use it. The doctor would never use it. What would he say?
Oh, the doctor. Oh, he is such a hypocrite. Always denouncing weapons.
Oh, I'd never carry a blaster. I don't like guns. I can't possibly dirty my hands.
But we all know the truth. He's watched planets burn. The doctor doesn't use weapons because others will always use them for him. I almost admire you, Livchenka. Your honesty, your raw pragmatism. You'll at least pick up a gun. You at least know what they're for. I say almost because we also know Helen's right. You won't use it on me. You won't shoot an unarmed opponent, and that's why you're such a crushing disappointment.
Here, Helen, take it.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, that was all rather exhilarating, I must say.
Give me the gun!
There's a novelty. You know what happened last time, Six.
Don't give him the gun!
What? I don't understand. Your other selves, they're back.
Oh, yes. He's back.
But I'm making such an effort, aren't I, Eight? Oh,
yes, he hasn't killed anyone. No, not since the Ravenous. I'm really doing my best to keep him on the straight and narrow.
I did weigh up the options back at that hatch, but I could see no outcome where poor Vaughn could be saved. Helen, I apologize. In the heat of the moment, I may have been harsh.
No, I think we know where we stand.
And Liv, I completely understand your actions, and I don't hold a grudge.
Let's just try and get out of here alive.
Topping idea. And as I say, I almost like you.
Liv, are we okay?
We're okay. Thanks, Helen.
Doctor? Are you there?
Sorry, yes. Any sign of the others?
What were you doing? The storeroom's back there.
I know, I couldn't help nosing around.
Were you in the ward?
Ward? Where's that?
I don't want the patients disturbed.
No, I don't suppose you do.
What's your theory, Doctor?
Well, it's a bit of a leap. But I think it fits all the evidence.
Go on.
I think this planet is alive. It's a living organism. It feels, it sleeps, it eats.
Really?
It's a cycle. Those growth spurts in the trees? A feeding cycle. I think this whole world wakes every 3 or 4 rotations around its star, long enough for the surface to replenish. That botanist was quite right. It's an entirely enclosed ecosystem, making incredibly efficient use of the energy coming from that star.
That's quite a leap, isn't it? Tree rings to a living planet.
The planet feeds, then it sleeps. Plants, moss, fungi, all get a chance to grow. Hardy organisms that will survive a purge and start all over again. But how it feeds, that's the really clever part.
Clever how?
It's evolved a very sophisticated mechanism for nutrition, feeding tendrils, which replicate the natural environment, because that's all it knew. Windfall, leaves, soil, vegetation, taking what it needs down into the depths of the earth to be digested.
It's quite a theory.
Isn't it? But there's something new on this world. Humans. It's taken a while to adapt, but it has. Haven't you, Kinna? I suspect you still need to revert to your natural state to feed.
The box cannot be absorbed.
Yes, the TARDIS is tough as old boots. And this metal bunker. I imagine that's sticking in your throat, completely indigestible.
But You are not.
I bet it takes an awful lot of energy to maintain a camouflage as complex as a human being. Energy obtained from consuming all those poor patients, perhaps?
We must feed. Complete the cycle.
But if you are sensitive to sound, this might hurt your cohesion. Yes, as I thought. You're little more than a compost heap. Mustache!
Doctor!
Liv, 11, you're back. And Ron?
She didn't make it.
Whatever's out there nearly got in.
What are you running from?
Shh, 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 shh. It's already in.
What?
But it's blind. If we follow Von's rules,
then we can still make it out alive.
You mean, it hunts by sound?
This way. And nothing above a whisper. Is behind this wall.
What are you talking about?
The planet ate it.
The planet? What?
This whole planet is a carnivorous life form, omnivorous even. What we've seen are its feeding organs, taste buds and tongue. Some got inside weeks ago when Von and her friends locked the hatches. It's been camouflaged as Kinna. But I broke it apart. I imagine it's quite disorientated down here. Cut off from the rest of itself, but it will gather its senses soon enough.
How do we get out of here before that happens?
You said the TARDIS is here. Behind what? A layer of metal and several feet of earth?
About 3 meters.
So how do you propose we reach it?
We need to fetch explosives from the store, back along this corridor, third door after the second junction, and I need to pinpoint the exact point to blow a hole.
One of us needs to backtrack. With that thing out there.
It's blind. Keep the noise to a whisper and it won't find you.
11, why are you taking off your boots?
Because it'll be easier to run. I'm obviously the one to do it. I'd have drawn the short straw anyway. I don't want Liv holding a gun to my head.
She wouldn't do that.
Really? Ask Helen about the gun in her pocket. I'll be quick.
Makes sense, I guess. Let his sense of self-preservation work in our favour. It has up to now.
Liv? Helen? What did he mean? About the gun?
Here. You should probably take it.
I don't want it. Put it down, carefully. I'm waiting for an explanation.
I wouldn't have used it. Not unless he did something... You know...
Liv couldn't. You know that.
Do I? All the time we've been together.
I know. But you know what the worst thing is? The 11's right. You need someone to pull the trigger. You wander in with all the best intentions, but when things go wrong, when people let you down, and they do, they always do, someone's got to be a realist.
Liv, remember where we are?
Sorry.
Right. There's work to be done.
Where are you going? I'm sorry.
Doctor.
Follow me. But don't speak, either of you.
Oh, not now, not now. I'm sorry, I can't contain them. It's all too much. What exactly are we doing? You only have to keep quiet a little longer. What's this about a bargain? We will be protected.
Some of the less reasonable members of our group are not happy at all at nearly being wiped off the map.
I know. But we survived. We all survived. And if we can deliver, then we can have total protection, even here.
You mean, if this world tries to eat us, they'll whisk us away?
I mean exactly that. Now let me get on. Well, Eight, are they listening?
I think so. But if only you tell the doctor, he could help.
No! I'm not debating it. Anyway, soon the doctor won't be able to help anyone.
Made me realize there are situations where there's no good to be done, where the best course of action is to leave well alone. I know what Kinna was doing.
The SOS. It was to draw people in.
This world saw a way to expand its menu. We can't let that happen.
I see. You're turning off his distress call.
Not exactly. I'm changing it to something else. A warning to shipping. Here be monsters.
I'll go see if the 11's back.
Wait!
I'm almost done. Just scrambling the controls.
I'm not going to shoot him, if that's what you're worried about.
Liv, I know. But we've got to show him a better way.
Can we agree to do our best? But if he lets us down, well, I wouldn't blame Liv for leaving. And I'd leave with her.
I don't want to, but... yeah. What Helen said...
I understand. I ask a lot of you both. I promise once we get out of here, I'll let the 11 go his own way. Right there, all done. Warning sent, systems locked.
We escape one lot of creatures trying to eat us and land straight on top of another one. It's funny, really.
Hilarious.
That's the way of the universe. Everything needs to consume something to survive. Come on.
Along the wall.
Right.
Quietly.
You didn't run into any trouble?
No, but I think it might have changed form again.
How so?
With the walls, every so often, I saw metal rippling in the distance like it was alive.
Well, there's plenty of time to adapt. All right, that should do it. We'll take cover around the corner, then blow the wall.
Do you really think that thing will sit patiently by while we're running back and forth?
Ah, well, I've thought of that.
What's that?
A detonator.
Perhaps you should put it down while we're standing so close to...
When you said the metal was rippling, you mean like that?
Too late, it's here.
Don't worry, let me come a little closer.
11, the detonator.
Exactly, now.
What the hell are you...
Brilliant. The distraction. Right, come on, follow me.
Why were you all so worried? Set one explosion at the far end of the base, we blow our escape hole while it's gone.
You must admit, that was quite clever.
Sly and devious. Him all over.
Those alarms should confuse it too.
Did it work?
There's certainly a hole in the wall. Loads of mud and rocks.
There she is. Help me clear the doors.
Come on! Hurry!
Could we clear a little faster?
Sorry!
Don't worry, it's a stressful situation. Can't be helped. Helen, can you reach the doors?
I think so. Doctor, pass me your key.
There's still mud in the way.
I think I can squeeze in.
I don't want to alarm you, but it's on its way back.
Liv, you next. You're smaller. Then both of you can try to wedge open the door from the inside.
Okay.
You two!
It's coming!
You next, 11.
I'm not arguing.
See us.
Come on, Doctor!
You
and go back to a natural diet, much healthier.
Now! The ground is giving way!
Doctor! Give me your hand!
Thank you!
Save your feet! Free us! Free us!
We're on our way.
For a second there, I didn't think you were going to make it.
But I did. Thank you, Eleven. You saved my life.
He...
Liv, was there something you wanted to say?
Yes. Eleven, I'm sorry.
I beg your pardon.
Don't make this any harder for her.
Of course not.
I'm sorry I pointed a gun at you. Sorry I threatened you. If the doctor's right... Maybe you can change.
Apology accepted. I completely understand. Helen, you know I can be accommodating when the situation demands.
I suppose I do. And you have come through for us more than once now.
Well, perhaps I have, but I know when I've outworn my welcome, I can see that my continued presence is causing strife in your happy little band.
Eleven, I think we've turned
and
the
I'm
corner.
Quite sure that you'd rather be rid of me now, so... If you're willing to take me, there is a place I'd like to go.
All right. A request stop. I don't see why not.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Ravenous, Series 4, Whisper, written by Matt Fitton. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. Liv, Nicola Walker. Helen, Hattie Morahan. The Eleven, Mark Bonner. Vaughn, Natalie Simpson. Kinner, Dre, Clifford Samuel. Other parts played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley. Produced by David Richardson. Script editor, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.